You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I am Dan Keller, and this show first aired April 14, 2024. 6,819 secondary school students from Waterloo Region have been told they will be suspended on May 1st for having out-of-date vaccination records. The order from Region of Waterloo Public Health was announced on April 8th and follows the suspension of 2,969 elementary school students on March 27th for the same issue. Dr. Su Li Wang, the Medical Officer of Health for Waterloo Region, said in a press release, quote, "Students who are not vaccinated are at an increased risk of severe infections and spreading them to others," unquote. Mabel Williams, the Communication Officer for the Region of Waterloo, told CKMS in a written statement, quote, "The Immunization of School Pupils Act, or the ISPA, requires family and caregivers to ensure that their children receive specific vaccinations. The ISPA also provides authority for public health departments to issue school suspension orders, which schools are required by law to enforce." The Waterloo Regional District School Board continues to work in partnership with the Region of Waterloo Public Health and with families and caregivers to support the health and well-being of the students we serve, unquote. Depending on their year of birth, students without a medical or ideological exemption must be up to date on up to 9 vaccines. Immunization against COVID is not on the required vaccine list. David Aoki, the Director of Infectious Disease and Chief Nursing Officer for Region of Waterloo Public Health, spoke with CKMS News about the suspensions, why the number of suspended students is higher than previously, and how students and families can get suspensions lifted. Aoki notes that as of April 8th, only 410 of the 2,969 sanctioned elementary students remain suspended. In a press release from the Region of Waterloo, Dr. Wang said that there were 27,567 immunization notices sent to parents in November and December 2023, unquote, and that, quote, "While we continue to work with families to resolve the remaining elementary school suspensions, we urge secondary school student families who have received a suspension notice to act quickly to ensure vaccination records are updated before May 1st. The press release notes that, quote, "The last time ISPA was enforced in Waterloo Region was in 2019, with approximately 1,549 elementary and secondary students suspended at the time," unquote. And while a nearly tenfold increase in possible suspensions has been seen, Aoki was not overly concerned, noting many of the suspended students were up to date on their vaccinations, they simply had not informed public health. Now for the interview with David Aoki.
I'm David Aoki. I'm the Director of Infectious Disease and Chief Nursing Officer for Waterloo Public Health.
Why are vaccinations such an important issue that students need to be suspended if they're not up to date?
So in Ontario, we have law called the Immunization of School Pupils Act. It was enacted originally in 1991. It requires the provision of students to either be vaccinated with up to nine different antigens, which are included in the vaccines, or provide a medical or philosophical exemption to the process of collecting the records. And in under the Act, it's the parents have the duty to report those vaccinations to public health. The reason we do this and the reason the law is there is to ensure the health and safety of students in school. That adds the level of protection that helps ensure that we can respond should an outbreak occur and also minimize the risk of outbreaks due to high vaccination rates.
These numbers are higher than in 2019 of suspended students. And looking across the province, like, is this a lot? Is this a trend that's going on, or is this a local increase?
I think we should put the increase in context of the last time we did this was 2019 before the pandemic. Prior to that, it was done annually. So the increase really isn't because there is a dramatic change in our vaccination rates or that more people were unvaccinated. It was just a matter of the fact that we, as public health in Waterloo and most public health units around the province during the pandemic didn't enforce the act, didn't request records formally from parents for their children who are in school. And so this is the first time in 5 years that we've run this process. And so we expected there was going to be significantly more numbers than what we had seen in the past. And the reason we're doing this is to get back to our pre-pandemic levels for coverage and for vaccination so that, you know, next year when we do this, it won't be as high.
And since these suspensions have been announced or enforced, has there been a response? Like, are kids getting back into school, those that were suspended?
Oh, yes. So we originally suspended on March 27th, just under 3,000 students. And as of last night, so as of this morning, there's only about 200 students that are remaining on the list suspended. And our goal before suspension date is to suspend as few as possible. And then our goal after suspension is to get kids back into school as quickly as possible. So we are doing strategies like calling parents directly, working with parents and our community healthcare providers that we can get kids back to school, get their records up to date with whatever they need and get them back in class.
Did parents and other caregivers, do you think they had enough time to make sure their kids were up to date with vaccinations?
We started this process in November of last year. So in November, we sent out first notices. So those are just letters from public health to parents of whose students in our records are not up to, were not up to date based on their age and what they'd received previously. So that was 4 or 5 months in advance of notice of needing the vaccination. And in many of those cases, the students were actually vaccinated. It was just a matter of reporting the record to public health. And so we estimate that about 2/3 to 3/4 were vaccinated. So it was really just dealt with using our online portal to report their vaccinations or calling their doctor, getting the vaccines that they'd had, and then reporting them to public health was the majority. I think for the rest, even before we sent out those first notifications, we've been offering clinics at our offices and out in the community in order to help get students up to date as well. And so it was a twofold strategy. If they hadn't yet received those shots, then we also provided clinics with lots of notice in order to help get them immunized.
Now, you did mention this was the first year this has been enforced since the COVID pandemic. I noticed COVID isn't on the list of vaccinations.
No, COVID is not. So the act hasn't changed. The last time it added new vaccinations, and I'm just confirming here, was our 2015-16 year when we added meningococcal and pertussis. The act added those vaccines to the list. But of the 9 diseases that are covered under the act, COVID is not one of them. There's no mandate for COVID vaccines in the province.
Have you noticed more pushback around vaccines and getting kids vaccinated since the COVID pandemic?
I don't have exact numbers right now. We do generally in the fall provide an update, which is a public document to our council on what our immunization rates are, what our exemption rates are. What I can say is we're not seeing a dramatic increase in people who are choosing to not be vaccinated through that, what we call statement of conscience exemption, which is the philosophical exemption. I don't agree with vaccine or I don't agree with getting the shot. What I will say is I think COVID did, because of the amount of media attention and the obviously with the mandates that were there, is people became more literate consumers of vaccines. So we are getting more questions from parents about what does this vaccine do? What's in the vaccine? Things like that. It's not that they're choosing not to vaccinate. It's that they're educating themselves before vaccinating a lot more than what we were potentially even seeing pre-COVID.
Are people trying to game the system at all to get around vaccinations or is the exemption availability enough?
You know, we try to run a process that has as few loopholes as possible. I suppose there's always ways that parents can find ways if they really want to. You know, we trust and we don't believe that's the case. Most parents are working in the interest of their children. Parents that choose an exemption are still doing it in what they think is the best interest of their children. And so, you know, we don't make it a value judgment. We really just want parents to have all the options available to them. We would recommend rather than try to, look for ways around the system offers ways that you can, as a parent, choose to not be part of it, which is the exemption.
You have been listening to an interview with David Aoki, the Director of Infectious Disease and Chief Nursing Officer for Region of Waterloo Public Health. Aoki spoke with CKMS News about the suspensions, why the number of suspended students is higher than previously, and how students and families can get the suspensions lifted. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.